1350 KBMW.
Yes, it is. Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition. Hey, before I forget, thank you so much for waking up with us once again here. Got mostly sunny going on right now, 61 degrees. Well, I've been excited for this. I'm excited every time we can talk Wilkin County Fair. Yes, fair time rolls in next week down at Wells Park. Got Mylon Drulo in this morning and Kirsten in. Yep. We're going to talk children's discoveries.
Yep.
With you, Mylon, we'll start with you. Good morning. Thanks for coming in, being a part of the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So how busy have you been the past few weeks getting everything organized?
I guess I was too busy, so I haven't been down there as much as I should be.
But, right, yeah. Right.
But they're getting it handled. They're getting things fixed up if needs to be repaired and things, getting things lined up. I would guess that maybe there's maybe some, by the end of the week or beginning of next week, there will be some rides showing up.
Oh, so. I love that. Yeah. I love that. I love seeing that midway down there. Mylon, I got to ask, how many years have you been with the Wilkin County Fair?
Golly.
that's a loaded question, I know.
I was going to say probably early 80s.
Okay. You've been doing this a while.
And off and on, I guess. Mm-hmm. I've been in leadership roles a number of times.
But. Right. What do you like best about it? There's another big question. Yeah, two big questions.
I guess agriculture has been my thing all my life.
Right.
So I enjoy promoting agriculture. And, of course, Wilkin County Fair is basically an ag education opportunity.
They've always had a great spotlight on agriculture at the fair and always seem to promote it and help it grow. So, again, are you ready for the fair this year? Are you excited about it?
Well, yeah, I'm planning on being down there as much as I can.
All right. Yeah. Well, and again, thank you for coming in, being a part of the morning show. You're kind of a fixture as far as the fair goes.
Yeah.
I know you can't mention the fair without your name coming to mind.
Well, probably. I don't know.
Right? No, it is the truth. Yeah. So, as far as if you can kind of thumbnail it for us, what's going to be going on at the fair this year?
Okay, couple things I wanted to touch on. Thursday, of course, is free entrance. The Wilkin County Food Pantry will have the collection going on.
Okay.
So they'll have a vehicle or their mobile pantry down there, and they'll be taking donations for the fair.
You got a connection to the food pantry, don't you?
I do, whether I want it or not.
Right, absolutely. But again, what a great service to our community. So it's good that you're.
I'm hoping that people will bring some goods, mm-hmm. for the fair or for their entrance.
We
do have enough between OK Tire and the raffle that we sold out. We've got enough to cover that. Entrance for that Thursday night.
Good. So. I love it. So people can get in free.
Yeah, they can come in free and have a little more change to spend at the carnival or at the food stand or wherever they can spend it.
So. Fair food. I've been talking fair food all week, as kind of going over, and I've been asking people too last Wednesday when they came in. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put it to you, St. Mary's Booth or 4-H Canteen?
4-H Canteen. Yep. I'm an old 4-H member.
Okay, good, because last week I put them on the spot, and they said that's like asking which kid you like the best.
Well,
but, fair food down there, always good. What else, Mylon? What else going on?
At the fair?
Yes.
Okay, well, on Friday, and I'll let Kristen talk to that, but Friday, a little bit of a change on a schedule that says they're going to have the Ag Education Center for the small kids, mm-hmm. discovery type of deal, but they're going to be in that spot on Friday.
Okay.
So we'll set up for Saturday.
So that's the spotlight on the kids on Friday.
Yeah, Friday is kids, what we call Kids Day, and all the activities basically are kind of geared around the younger, mm-hmm. Maybe 12, 13 years old and younger.
Okay.
And that, so that's one thing. We are going to do the antique tractors. That'll be, I might mention, they can start bringing them in on Wednesday if they want, and they usually park them, I call it behind the yellow building, kind of there by the bathrooms and stuff, mm-hmm. and that's where they can drop them off. And
that tractor parade's fun, and you usually get a lot of people kind of lined up to watch
we're
that.
We're kind of hoping that we can, you know, we always, now with the fair this late, we always battle wheat harvest, which is starting up now.
Right.
And we battle sugar beet opening, and so our farmers with the tractors, some of them get so busy they can't get them in, or if they do get them in, they don't have anybody come and drive them in
sure.
the parade. So,
right.
And we're hoping this year that we might be able to, we've talked about trying to swing past Twin Town Villa and St. Francis there.
Right. Have you done that in the past?
A couple of years
ago. I think you have, yes.
A couple
yes,
years
yes.
ago they did it, just the Twin Town, well then, word got out, so St. Francis wanted to be included. So
stuff being popular, right?
Yeah, evidently. You know, the old tractors, of course, the people that are in there, mm-hmm. that's what they grew up with, you
right.
know, if they came from a farm. So.
And that's going to be when? Friday, you said? Or
Friday, yeah.
Friday, okay.
Friday, well, I think it's like 7 o'clock. They have the parade. And
okay. What's and going on Saturday? What's happening Saturday at the fair?
Well, Saturday is kind of a... there'll be some activities going on. I better look at my sheet here quick.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Saturday, it's a lot of the normal things. The horse and pony pull is something that's been going on for a few years now, and that draws a little bit of a crowd. They've got, of course, 4-H activities. They've got something going on both Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Something to kind of highlight 4-H.
Right.
They'll have a lot of their stuff will be on display down there, the static, what we call static exhibit.
Okay.
The livestock gets kind of thin because of the state fair.
Right, right, yeah. right. There's the overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the ones that want to go to the state fair with livestock, of course, if they take one animal there, there's nobody to take care of any animals there, so
sure.
nothing gets... Yeah. brought to the fair.
Absolutely. But, and then Sunday, of course, the big day is Sunday with the Derby.
Yeah, and that, I can't talk to that too much because I'm not a real big Derby fan, but I know there's a chain and go and there's a team entrance and that. And I guess I just would say to look up on Facebook.
Yes.
And find his ad there, because if you need the rules and stuff there.
All the information's
there.
And that's on the Facebook page for the fair.
Yeah,
okay.
On the Facebook page.
Mylon, thank you so much for stopping in. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
And definitely see you at the fair. I got to turn it over to Kristen here.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
You brought help too. You brought your daughters in.
I did. Yes.
All right. Well, tell us your role at the fair. What's going to be happening with the kids here?
Yeah. So I was approached. The Children's Discovery Center was approached by the fair board to come and do a STEM booth for Kids Day.
Nice.
And so we're always up for a great time. So we started kind of brainstorming on what we could do for the STEM Day and realized that we actually had some ideas in the works with some other industry in town. So Cargill and Bobcat, we were going to do some programming with them this summer also.
Wow.
And so we pitched it to the fair board that we wanted to do like more of a big collaboration for the STEM booth, and they loved the idea. So we have a huge STEM booth that we will be doing at the fair on Friday from 1 to 4. We're going to have, so part of the booth is going to be geared towards like the more of the arts and creative side. So Cargill is going to bring some chemists and scientists to do like fizzy art and oobleck, which is the cornstarch and water. So we're going to get messy. We're going to measure. We're going to do
love it.
Chemical reactions. It's going to be fantastic. And then the other side of the booth is going to be robotics. So Bobcat's going to come and bring some engineers and some of their team. And they're going to do, we have Botley Robotics. We're going to have like a little maze set up that kids can see how far they can get in challenges. As well as Bobcat has a robot that they do training on called Francis.
Oh, these kids are going to have
and
so
Francis
much fun.
Gets to come. So,
wow.
Like, there's going to be like a real big robot that's used in industry for training, as well as small robots that the kids are going to be able to use. And then, yeah, we have the chemical reaction side or the chemistry side. It's going to be a fun collaboration for kids as well as the adults that are working and coming, and just a chance for everyone to geek out.
You sound wound up about this.
I'm pumped. We're really excited. So yeah, we'll be there from 1 to 4. We're hoping, you know, we get a good steady flow throughout the day, and that Wapton will be back in school, but we're hoping that there's enough time after school gets out that our booth will still be open and we can have some Wapton kids pop over and see after school.
And this is Friday.
This is Friday. Yeah.
Okay. And Friday from 1 until 4.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, we're excited.
Well, you should be excited. And what a great event. How many kids, ballpark, are involved in this?
So it all depends. I don't know what they've had in the past for Kids Day. Mylan, do you know how many kids have usually shown up for Kids Day?
No, it kind of varies. Piccadilly paint, face painting will be down there, and they're doing free face painting for a couple hours.
Okay.
During that same time. So they usually draw a pretty good crowd, and the rest of it is kind of always, like you, flow through.
Right,
you
know, right.
You don't have a set time that they come and do something. They can come and do. And we usually at the ag part of the center, we usually have some little new hatch chicks that we get from Tractor Supply. And
oh, man. Could be a good day on Friday.
They're popular.
Yes, I bet they are.
But well, we probably will wait until Saturday to bring them in, because they take space also, and
right.
I don't know how much space they're going to need.
Well, listen, you two, now it's incumbent on me to bring you good weather for the fair, too, and keep all of this, try to get all this smoke out of here and all these thunderstorms. But Wilkin County Fair, and that actually kicks off next Thursday, correct, Mylan?
Correct, yeah.
All right, that's when things get going. So, and yes, definitely you got kids. This sounds like a fun day.
Yeah.
You know, I might sneak down there, too.
I'm excited
Absolutely.
To see what's going to happen, yeah.
Yes, for kids and adults. Kirsten and Mylan, thank you so much for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
It is fair time. Wilkin County Fair kicking off next Thursday, folks, down at Wells Park in Breckenridge. It's 947 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.